Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. Why does my loved one seem so agitated, restless, and irritable? Answer. A patient with a brain injury often does seem agitated, restless, and irritable. You are correct. You are observing this very well. This agitation, restlessness, and irritability is often due to the brain not being able to multitask and handle multiple activities at once. A healthy person and brain is able to, say, look at their cell phone and listen to another conversation, all while watching television at the same time. A person with an injured brain kind of is on one track and is only able to focus on one activity at a time. If you remember the old cassette tapes, there's a track that runs, and sometimes that track would get off kilter, and one would have to slowly turn to get the track and the tape back onto the right path, so everything on that cassette tape could work well again. This is similar to a patient with a brain injury. Many different items can cause agitation. The first agitation cause could be from the environment. In a patient's hospital room, there may be many items beeping. There could be a television that's on. There could be music that is playing. And there could be many visitors. All this stimuli, also known as items that can cause someone to be active, overwhelms a patient with a brain injury. Objects can also cause this restlessness. Tight clothing, maybe a catheter that is too tight on a patient. Or maybe some sort of other disturbance, whether it be a special boot to prevent contractions in the ankle, might be causing this patient to be bothered and causes agitation and restlessness. Sometimes it's something going on inside the body, such as an infection. A urinary tract infection can be very common. It could be constipation, meaning the patient's not able to move their bowels. Or it could be urinary retention, and a patient is unable to pass urine and water through their body. It could also be pain. It could be a headache causing this agitation. It could be a broken bone causing this agitation. So then that leads to, what do we do about this agitation? Well, for first things, let's calm down the environment. Let's quiet the environment so that the patient can focus and calm down themselves. If it is due to an infection, let's treat the infection with the proper antibiotic. If it's tight clothing, let's loosen that belt or loosen the shirt. Many times, many family members and friends want to visit this patient. And it is very important that the patients know they have support from their dear ones. But what must be done is to limit the amount of visitors. Not just the number of visitors, but also the length of time the visitors spend with the patient. Because just like when one goes to start running a marathon, they don't start by running 10 miles on the first day. They start by running maybe a mile or two. So likewise, the brain is almost like a muscle in a certain sense, and it has to build up its ability to handle lots of visitors or any sort of item that causes the brain to function, to think, to handle, to work with the world. So this is a very good question, and you've made a great observation. And again, don't be afraid to ask your questions to the hospital staff about how best you can help limit this agitation and restlessness. And when all else fails with environmental control, and if it was due to an infection, treating the infection, there are medications that can help calm the brain down to help calm this agitation. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.